Today's feast is very wonderful and very important for many reasons. First of all, it is a feast of an apostle of the church. But what apostle? It is a feast of the apostle Saint Matthias. Now, Matthias was one of the 72 disciples. He was not one of the original 12. In the readings of today, as you have seen, first from the Acts of the Apostles and then from the Gospel, speak of the fact that St. Peter stood up after Pentecost as head of the church and said, we need to replace, according to the tradition that has been handed down to us, we need to replace this who had betrayed Jesus and who stole and whose belly burst asunder. And the field in which he is buried is called the field of blood, Hacheldama. And so we need to choose. Now, among the ones that were chosen by the 11 apostles, there were not 12, were two. Justus, who was also called Barsabbas, and Matthias. And so they had no other way to do it. Of course, St. Peter could have just said, this is it, and that's it. But the fact that they had a choosing, an election of sorts, that was his word, his authority, as supreme pontiff of the church. So they used the ancient Hebrew form of choosing different ones, and there were the die that were rolled, and when the die were, there were the Urim and the Thummim. When they were rolled, the numbers or whatever fell to Matthias. So he was instituted as such as the 12th apostle to replace Judas Iscariot, the wicked apostle. Now Saint Matthias, after that event, he preached in Palestine, first of all. And of course that meant that St. Peter would keep an eye on him for a while. And then he went to Ethiopia, where he was martyred. We do not know the dates, but probably around between the dates of 60 and 80 A.D., which seems to us that's a long time, but it isn't, not really. Not when you're considering 2,000 years of history. But the thing that's really important about St. Matthias, it shows us the fact that the church did not end at the Ascension. It did not end at Pentecost. It was supposed to continue till the end of time. And so another apostle had to be chosen. And as such, thus, when bishops die, bishops are named and consecrated by the Pope and others. And when they die, then they have to be replaced by another priest who will be consecrated a bishop. So this shows a continuity of the church and of the tradition of the church. It does not end with the apostles. It continues. And it continues unto our own day and unto the end of time. So we pray to St. Matthias in a very special way for the choosing of holy, strong bishops. No more bishops who play golf and go out at night. Bishops who pray and spend time before the Blessed Sacrament and pray the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass and restore tradition to where it belongs in this day and age where evil is everywhere in the church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.